Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio by Zach Columbia. How are you doing?
We out here.
Dude, you're looking all tanned up. What happened? Where
San
you been?
San Diego.
For a week?
Vacation.
Who's your boss? Who would let you do something like that for a week?
You know, that's how we do it. You prioritize the time off and spend it with the fam.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah. Where were you? You were.
I was in Oklahoma City dealing with my vacation at a horse show. Let me tell you about that. Dude, I saw in the news there was like sewage going on from Tijuana or something. And yeah. Did you deal with that?
It's south of Coronado. Yeah. I don't think it's made it all the way up to.
Dude, that's Pacific disgusting.
Beach. It is disgusting.
Is it coming from Mexico?
Well, I heard a couple of theories on it. Like one was it's coming from the Tijuana, like they're dumping sewage into the river, and then it comes up. But then I also heard it was actually coming from a pipeline, like a sewage pipeline that's coming from like San Diego, from California.
Like deep in the ocean.
It goes like 3 miles out, but it's washing back in. Ooh. Which I don't know which one is true. I'm not the expert.
Golly. You know what? I did some research on sewage treatment plants. Honestly. I was like, when it comes out of your house, goes into the main line, it goes in down the middle of the street typically, and then it goes into like, based on everything's gravity, right? So it's got to be flowing downhill to get to a point where you got to go uphill. So you got these pumps, like they call them lift stations. There's these giant like vaults underground, and then they pump it back up, and then they push it out to the sewage treatment plants. But my point is like they just dumping it right in the ocean out there. They're not even treating it. They're just sending it.
I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know. But on Friday, it was like Friday. Yes. The clearest I've ever seen the water.
The water was clear.
In San Diego. Yep. Clear.
Just
ever.
The way the tides went and stuff like that. Yeah. All right. We're off topic a little bit, but we're going to talk about probably one of the hardest things you're going to have to do in your gym if you decide you want to move this direction. So as you know, we speak a lot about business models in this podcast, right? From semi-private to large group to one-on-one, we're actually got a new model that we're releasing here on a private webinar, but that's to be discussed at another episode. However, anytime you make any change in your business, you're going to hear about it. And it could be a very positive change. It could be a nominal respect, like it could be just a neutral change, or it could be a negative change to the consumer, to the client. It's like any change is disruptive. And typically you hear about it in a negative manner. Let me give you a quick example. In this particular room, when we first moved locations, we came over to this new space and we had this big room that was like, okay, what are the kind of the hot things going on in the market? And at the time it was a lot of yoga, a lot of spin going on. There was these boutique studios. And I was like, okay, we'll do personal training out there. And in this room, we'll do spin. We'll get some bikes and we'll do some yoga. We'll move the bikes to the back and we'll just have some classes in there. And we'll just gift it to our members as just part of their membership, right? Three stupid things we made decisions on. Number one, how did we come up with the idea that we wanted to do that in this room? Number one, we did a survey to our clients. Hey, we're moving locations. There's some things we could do out there. Like what are the things you want to see us bring in? Well, spin and yoga were number one and two. And it was like, okay, well, that's what they want. Let's do it. And none of our coaches at the time, they're not spin people. These are they're different humans, right? Like these are spin instructors coming from big box studio or whatever, big box gyms and stuff. And so we put an ad out. We got a roster of like 8 or 9 and we kind of just mixed and matched them. They come in, we pay them whatever, $30, and then they would just do one class or whatever. And over the first 3 months, it was pretty popular. People were in here quite a bit, and we're actually starting to think about, man, we might have to add some times on here. Now, again, this was just a retention play for us. It was like, well, let's keep our clients happy. There's a lot of these studios popping up. We don't want to lose them for that. Like, let's just offer it here. Well, after about 3 or 4 months of doing this, it started to dwindle out. Okay. And so we're like, okay, well, maybe this isn't what they really wanted. They were still doing the training. We didn't lose any clients. And we were like, well, I would come in early in the morning and there'd be just an instructor in here with one person or nobody sometimes. And I'd be like, man, this is dumb. Let's just cut it. We'll cut it on August 1st, whatever the date was. And we sent an announcement out and we cut the class. We cut the whole thing. Like, you guys aren't using it. Like, you're not paying extra for it. So we're not going to take the expense for nobody showing up. So we cut it. Well, I heard about it. In fact, we lost a ton of clients over this. Because I just said, hey, you know, nobody's coming to the classes. We're paying for these instructors. And if it sounds like you don't want it, we're just going to remove it. We'll do something else later. And people were pissed. Now, obviously, it was a negative change because we just took something away. We didn't bring anything in. It was just like, but in my head, it was like, well, they obviously aren't using it, so they don't care. Well, they were thinking maybe one day in the next 10 years, they may use that yoga class, you know? And so, like, we heard about it. It was change. It was like, oh, my gosh. And people that had been members for years, they just, like, left on a split second. Like, all right, well, we're out of here. We're going to go somewhere else that has yoga. What do you mean? So anyways, so that was a change. It was just something silly that, like, okay, we change it for the better of the business. There was no real direct benefit to the consumer. It was really just taken away. Now, in my head, they weren't using it. So, like, what difference did it make? Oh, it made a difference. And we heard about it. So, you know, as we work with gyms all the time, there's tough decisions you got to make in your business. In fact, as a gym owner, every day you're making tough decisions all day. Like, should I, you know, fire this coach? Should I change the equipment or whatever it is? And so eventually you're going to come to the realization, if you're a large group training gym, that this isn't the model for the long term. You're getting beat up by competitors. People aren't staying anymore. They're looking for something else. And one day you're going to decide it's time to make the switch to semi-private. And that's what we believe in. We still believe in that. And so there's going to be a point in time you're going to have to communicate the message. And people sometimes, if you don't do it right, I would say,
yep,
you're going to hear about it. And
even if you do it right, you're still going to hear about it.
You're going to hear about it, yeah. Right. And we put a little question in our Facebook group. And guys, is it just Gym Business Coach? Is that the name of the Facebook group? Yeah, go join that group, guys. That's where we have side conversations about this stuff. But everybody, like, what was the hardest decision you made in your business, or what was the best decision you made in your business? And most of them were, it was the same thing. The hardest thing we ever did was switch from large group to semi-private, but the best thing we ever did was switch from large group to semi-private. So, So let's talk around that a bit.
Well, I mean, we have our frameworks that we coach on, the way book, all of our frameworks. And there's two that come to mind. So number one would be the 6-question matrix, which we've talked about numerous times on here. Mm-hmm. You didn't really have the 6-question matrix at that time when you decided, hey, we're going to add spin. We're going to add
yogas and stuff,
yoga and all that. And then control the narrative is another one, which is, you know, how you communicate any change that's taking mm-hmm. place in mm-hmm. your business. And we've really through a lot of, you know, difficulty and things where we rolled this out, we're like, okay, we could have communicated that better. And what you have to control the narrative and position everything correctly. And like you said, hey, we're just getting rid of it because nobody was using it. So you didn't anticipate there being a problem.
A backlash, right?
But we go back, when was that? 12 years ago or 11 years ago, we totally would have approached that, you know.
Oh, way different.
Way differently and communicated it, you know, differently and all that. But I think that one thing that you should always be aware of as a gym owner, if you haven't learned this yet, you will. It is much easier to add something than it is to take something away. Even if nobody is using the thing that you're taking mm-hmm. away or wants the thing that you're taking away, they look at it as you know, devaluing.
Right.
Yeah. You're taking something away from them. And when that happens, they immediately start to assess the value that they're getting with mm-hmm. their membership. So if you had, you know, we go back to the yoga and the spin thing, it's like, if you had charged for yoga and spin, and it wasn't just something that was included, they probably, and you would have been like, hey guys, you know,
we're not charging that anymore.
Yeah. We're going to get rid of this membership type.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Would have been looked at a little bit differently because they're like, oh, well, I'm not going to get charged this fee anymore. Mm-hmm. But because it was something that was also included, psychologically, you're just like stripping them of something that they're not using.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And that's the lesson learned, right? There was 50 different things we did wrong in that situation. And we got nailed for it.
Yeah.
We got nailed for it. So I go back to the book, Built to Win. There's a very good couple pages in there. It starts on page 72. And I know this memorized because I've directed gym owners to this page over and over. But it's essentially the communication to your members as to why you're making the change, okay? And we're typically changing a gym from either private training one-on-one to semi or large group to semi. In the language is just a little bit different because the value, we want to frame this as a benefit to the consumer. So it's a little bit different benefit from going from large group to semi versus one-on-one down because there's a price thing in there and there's these other things.
Yep.
And essentially, in a nutshell, what the letter says is, you know, over the past 10 years, we've believed we were training our clients in the best way that you know, science-backed and all the things was a benefit to the consumer. But now that we've grown as a business, grown as coaches, we believe there's a better way. And we're so excited to be able to offer this to you as a member of XYZ Gym that, you know, we're going to have this meeting on this date. And we're kind of just going to talk about, and we do our State of the Union and stuff like that. But it's framed in a way where it's like, you know, we were doing the best that we knew how, and we believed it to be true at the time. And now we believe something's better. And when you frame it in that way, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great for us as a consumer, as a client of your gym, that my coaches are out researching the best ways to train us so that we get the best results and we get the, you know, the strength and the muscle and all the things that we want. And again, there's about 12 mini steps in there that if you miss, it doesn't work. But at the end of the day, why is it a benefit to you as a client of my gym?
The other, well, and this is where the acceptable loss framework would come in, because even doing this
perfect
flawlessly,
yeah,
you're still going to lose people. And the reason for that is there's this great book by Simon Sinek called Start With Why. Mm-hmm. And when people come into your business, you have a shared belief. Some sort of shared values, core values, belief. And if you think about, you know, well, 15 years ago, what was the core values or the belief of your business? Mm-hmm. And you were selling people into that. And you create this tribe within it. Well, your why and your beliefs evolve over time. Right. But some of those people, those original people that joined you, they still have the same old beliefs. And so it's very, very difficult, especially when your whole belief system was built around like the tribe and the energy and
the metabolic conditioning,
all the things that you now have grown out of. It's very difficult for you to convert some of those people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you haven't shared any of the evolution and the journey with them up until the point where you're like, hey, we're just getting rid of this now. And so, you know, we all kind of have different things that we're nostalgic about. And we were like, oh yeah, I loved this product or this store or this company. Mm-hmm. And then they went and changed the recipe or the restaurant got new management. They're not cooking my, you know, breakfast the way that they were before. And it's just because we're human. And at some point you're like, I love going to this place. Now I don't. And so the reality is that even if you do the whole entire process by the book flawlessly, you do it correctly, you are still going to have people that are not happy with the change that you're making. And you have to be okay with that.
Yes. And you have to go into it knowing you're going to lose people, use the formula, acceptable loss. Yep. And then when you can lose 29 people and you lose 8, it doesn't hit you as hard.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing when I was talking at the Grow Summit at the workshop. If I could give you guys a formula that would take away all the fear of raising your rates to your clients, would you want me to share that with you? And they were all like, yes, please. Because the reason that you hold on to things, you don't raise rates, you don't change your model, you don't do what's best for the business is 100% out of fear. Fear for losing people, right? And you don't want, you know, all these people supported me and now I'm kind of turning my back on them. You're not turning your back. You're actually doing what's best for them, because if you're not in business anymore, who are you really helping? And sometimes it is as dire as that. If you do not change your model, if you do not raise your rates, if you do not take away these things, you may not be in business in a year. And at that point, like, what are you going to do? Oh, if, you know, the fear prevented me. Now I'm walking and I'm closing the doors and I lose my whole business because of it. Guys, this is real life. This is not a test. It's not a hobby. It's not an exercise that you're going to just try your best. You have one shot and you better take it seriously, because you may not be in a statistic like the rest of the gyms that close every year. And it's very, you know, it's unfortunate, but a lot of the times, I would say the majority of the time, the gym owner knows what they need to do, but they just don't do it. And mostly it's because of fear.
Yeah. And the other piece of it is like the more the business has over delivered, the more difficult this is, because they've been fearful of increasing rates on their members, but they've continued to add more and more value. And now you've gotten to a point where it's like, man, I am giving so much that the expectation is around that.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of a problem that you created by not increasing rates and getting people to pay what you're worth and demanding that and commanding it in the industry. And then you get to a point where it's like, okay, well now I'm going to make the change. I'm going to cut large group because we can't continue to deliver this much, you know, personalization, and we can't scale at this rate. We got to charge more. We need to shrink the class. So it's, you know,
more personal.
It's safer for everybody. We know the best way to train. We aren't able to do that in this big group. And the people are going like, what are you actually adding here? And not just taking away and increasing my rate. And so if you go back to the, you know, story of how we started, it was like, hey, we're getting rid of this. That's it. It wasn't, we're replacing this with X, Y, and Z and that whole thing. And so you learn those lessons as you go.
Yeah. There was no, I had one mentor back then and believe it or not, he told me not to add spin and I did anyway. And I ran into, you know, like hindsight, right? Like,
yep.
they've already done these things. You've already run. We've run into all the problems already. You know what I mean? And we've got a book to share to show for it. That 70 yeah. frameworks over there. So you don't have to. So guys, hopefully this helped you kind of wrap your mind around some of the hardest things you're gonna have to do in your business is to make the changes that you know that you need to do. Guys, if you need help with this, this is what we do best. This is we've got all the scenarios figured out because we're dealing with it right over and over. And it's funny because some of the conversations in our springboard are the exact same questions from a year prior from a different gym owner. And the same exact questions from 6 months earlier. Literally, we know the questions and the answers before you even get there. So instead of doing this by yourself and then losing half your clients and not knowing what to do, give us, you know, we got to link it somewhere in the show notes, right, Brian? Well, okay, jump on a call. Gymbusinesscoach.com is a great link to start at. If you guys need help, this is what we do best. So listen, guys, hopefully you already know that you're going to have to make hard decisions. You might as well make them with the best education and the people that have already done this 500 times, right? That's it for this episode, guys. Hopefully that helps you. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.